Welcome back. The unemployment rate here in Massachusetts just released back on Friday, a little over 5%. It's pretty similar here in Quincy, too. So we're going to get a little update on kind of the workforce situation now here in Quincy and across Massachusetts and what it might look like in the future. From Ron Iacobucci is here, the executive director of the City of Quincy's Workforce Development Department. Good to see you in person, Ron.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I checked last time it was July that we chatted.
Yep.
Things were not so good back then in the employment world. Mm-hmm. How are they looking now?
Well, most of our workers have been doing so remotely for the past 16 months. So we came back in a hybrid for the last few months, and now we're back. This is our third week back full-time in the Career Center.
Okay.
So we could take walk-ins. It's good news and bad news. I mean, you've got the staff is present, but the people aren't coming in.
Now, I remember you were very concerned that when
you
were first opening your doors that you'd be inundated.
Inundated.
Didn't happen.
Well, there are over 10 million jobs that are open around the country, and 7.7 million people are still unemployed.
Okay.
So it doesn't add up. But there are reasons for it. You know, you still have issues with child care. You still have issues with health concerns. You have all these situations that are going on with vaccinations that are forcing people not to come back or to leave. You know, they hit a record 4 million people. Actually, they call it the Great Resignation. Actually, resigned from their jobs.
That's right.
So you know, you see a lot of that playing out locally, where people were in jobs before the pandemic don't really want to go back to those jobs. They want better hours. They want better pay. You know, those are the people that really we need to bring into the center, because we have training dollars and we can train them and raise them up so they could get better jobs.
Okay.
But, you know, people are coming. They're coming virtually. So we see about maybe as many as 90 people a week, but it's all virtual. It's all virtual,
okay.
Yeah. So you have a handful of people that are still coming into the Career Center. A lot of people probably don't know we're open. And so obviously
we're hoping to change that.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously we need to be promoting more of that. We need to be changing the way we functioned in the past. You know, unemployment drove people into the Career Center because they were sanctioned. If you didn't come into the Career Center and go to a Career Center seminar and go through a review, your benefits were cut off.
Okay.
Well, that, you know, that didn't happen during COVID.
Right.
So everybody was exempt from having to do that. So that usually drives the people into our Career Center. And it's still not happening, because most of those people now that had unemployment have exhausted their unemployment.
Right.
They're not collecting anymore, but yet they're still not working. So that we need to be doing more in terms of outreach and connecting into the community. And that's what we intend to do, and raise the awareness of the fact that there are good jobs out there. There are training opportunities out there, and we need to be connecting to people now, because they are at a tremendous advantage right now in negotiating better jobs, better wages, and getting that training than they would if they waited for the rest of the people to kind of catch up.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's and it's going to be a process. You know, kind of playing all this out for it to work.
So, I mean, they're probably living off maybe some of the federal aid
correct.
That they received, some savings that they have, but they don't want to deplete those now I have to go and get a job.
Exactly,
Okay.
So we encourage people that are listening to call the main number, which is the 617-745-4000 number.
Yep.
That is the pipeline into, you know, coming to a Career Center seminar. That's the pipeline into then being assessed and then, you know, beginning your work with us to get you connected to so employers are connecting to those job seekers and we're filling those jobs.
Okay, where are you located? What are your hours?
1515 Hancock Street. We're there from 8:30 to 4:30 every day. We do break for an hour for lunch.
Okay.
We do have to feed the troops, and it's tough because, and I know a lot of people practice that in terms of trying to fill people. We have some really great people up at the front desk, and you know, they need a break, and we want to keep people that are the counselors working on-site, dealing with the more high-end type of stuff with resumes and helping with career planning and that sort of thing. So we don't want to pull people off. So, 8:30 to 4:30, 12 to 1, we'll be closed.
Okay.
You could connect to us also virtually,
so you're going to keep the virtual option
open? Absolutely,
okay.
I mean, you know, the people that need to come into the Career Center are probably people that have struggled with English.
Yes.
And also have struggled with the fact that they can't deal with a computer.
Okay,
so
sure.
Those are the people that we'd love to see come in. Most of the people that have been coming in the last few weeks have been dealing with unemployment issues. That's still a problem.
Still a
big problem, okay. In terms of resolving some of those cases.
Some of the fraud
and,
cases.
And we're limited in terms of what we can do because we can't do everything like
the state
unemployment
should be
office.
Fixing that, right? Not you.
Well, the state,
remember last time you were here, you put out a call to the governor saying, you know, Governor Baker, if you're listening, please fix unemployment. Did he fix it?
Did I do that?
I guess he wasn't listening.
No. They're listening. They opened up a reemployment office in downtown Boston.
Okay.
It's only one. And again, people, I think a lot of people don't know that that office is open and it exists because...
We're hoping to dispel that rumor too.
Yeah. So the last time I was there, when they opened up about a month or so ago, I did a little visit and realized that some people were coming from as far away as Holyoke to be able to
if
get an appointment to come into that office.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
So there's still literally tens of thousands of people that are struggling with benefits that aren't receiving them anymore. And even though, as you mentioned at the beginning, the unemployment rate is getting lower. It's,
5.2% September.
I still get concerned about that participation rate.
Okay.
That's the thing, because people are dropping off of unemployment.
Right.
They're not being counted in that rate anymore, but yet they're still not back to work.
That's a great point.
What
do you think the true number is, Ron?
It could be as high as maybe double what it is.
Is that right?
It could be, yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you count the labor force that's not participating, you know, by collecting those benefits, they're not being counted in that rate.
Okay.
You know, there are still a large number of people that are out there that are not working and need to get back into the workforce. But to your point, you know, they did receive some really good benefits. That kept, I think, people going.
Mm-hmm.
It was really important to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that could maybe account for why a lot of people, you know, aren't going back to work so fast.
Sure,
but this is the time to be doing it. I'll tell you a funny story about somebody who was on PUA, the pandemic unemployment insurance. Those are the gig workers, the contracted workers, the self-employed workers. They usually, you know, they struggle all the time to find work and to get paid, right? So that's a constant struggle. So one particular fellow said to me the other day, he said, you know, I kind of like getting a steady check all the time. He says, this unemployment thing has been great for me. He says, because I get a regular check every week and I want to go back to a job where I now get a regular check every week.
Interesting.
So,
all right.
You have a lot of those folks that, and there are 29,000 of them around the South Shore right now, that that we're in that position that their benefits have stopped, and they probably want to come back and get better jobs. So that's our job now, is to outreach to those people,
connect,
let them know what the opportunities are, and try to get them into training so they can get a better job.
All right, so an opportunity for them, certainly.
Yeah,
you know, some
definitely.
Good could come out of this.
Yeah.
You've brought a lot of statistics today that we want to show folks, just to get a little snapshot of what the current labor workforce looks like. Here in Quincy.
One of the things that we
do. So let's take a look at the first one.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we do constantly provide labor market information.
Yeah.
And if anybody's watching this presentation and they want more, call the main number, ask for me, leave a message. I'd be happy to provide the full slideshow presentation and keep them updated. A lot of businesses use this labor market data to plan. And a lot of our job seekers use this labor market data to figure out what skills are needed that they need to improve on, and also where the jobs are.
Okay.
You'll see in this particular slide that Quincy has their labor force is 55,000 plus. The number of employed people, the number of unemployed, we're running at about 5.4% right now.
So right on par
with
the state.
Which is pretty much consistent with where the state is in this region.
Okay. The folks that are unemployed here in Quincy, are they... retail, gig workers.
You'll see that in some in a couple of other slides.
Okay. Don't get ahead of yourself, Joe.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
but basically, you see the unemployment rate. You know, in Massachusetts was at a high of over 11%.
Yeah.
Quincy reached a little over 8%. We're back down. You know, almost all in sync, really, with what the nation, the city.
That
and
really
the,
shows
the state.
It that we've followed the trend across
we have.
The
yeah,
country.
We followed
yeah.
the trend across the country. But
this particular statistic to me spoke volumes about what has happened in the workforce when it pertains to women.
Yeah. So it clearly, through this data, demonstrates that more women have been laid off and are not getting back into the workforce.
Or had to leave. To take care of children
or
elder adults.
Or elder adults, that's right. Yeah, so you could see the high numbers there reflect exactly that.
Yes.
Exactly.
That to me is the biggest shift, I think, in the future going forward.
Yep.
Because that was the biggest shift during the war, right? World War II.
Yes.
The women entered the workforce and stayed there.
Exactly.
So we'll have to see what the future holds.
So we have to bring them back.
Yeah.
So obviously jobs are in the following locations. You can see Quincy, there's a significant number of jobs that are being posted.
Yes.
This number is, I'll qualify this by saying that when an employer posts a job, they post one job posting, but doesn't mean that they might not be hiring five people. So the numbers that you see there could be actually significantly larger.
Oh.
Because when they post a job, and that's the data that we collect, we're only seeing one post, even though they might be hiring five or 10 or 100 people.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But Quincy, clearly, you know, there's a lot of jobs that are out there that are unfilled.
Well, it's the biggest community on the South Shore, certainly.
Yeah. And to get more information relative to that, that's coming to the Career Center.
Okay.
That labor market data is available in terms of where specific
opportunities. Where the actual jobs are.
Yeah, where the actual jobs are.
Good,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's just a little incentive to come in and see you, right?
This one's interesting because it shows that the education level requested is still bachelor's degree.
Yes.
Okay. And if in another slide, you're going to probably see that the number of people that are out of work right now are people that are high school and GED equivalent.
Okay.
So you could see that the openings are demanding more education, but yet the people that are unemployed don't have that level of education.
Yeah,
okay. And that's the reason why they need to come into our career center, and they need to be working with us to try to get additional training so they can hopefully get to the next level.
Because you can connect them with that education, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Skills.
That's where we want to invest. Yep. We want to invest. There's a lot of money that hopefully is going to be coming down through the legislature. And we're hoping that, you know, this is one-time money. So we want to invest it in training.
Okay.
We want to invest it in improving technology. And we want to invest it in, and one of the ideas I had recently was to create a mobile career center. So people don't have to literally come into the Quincy Center or our Plymouth Center, but we could actually take a mobile center and go to town halls, go to schools, go to shopping malls, and connect with people on site. And that's something that, again, could be with this additional money that we're getting in, which is one-time money, we could be investing in to kind of improve the way we operate.
It's not a bad idea. They do it with job fairs already, right?
Exactly.
Go out to
like
the library here and other places, sure.
So you see in this chart the skills clusters that are most requested by employers in our region. And you see what leads the league there big time is customer and client support. It's interesting how we collect this data. We really have a team of folks that work part of our workforce board that are constantly mining all the data that's out there and providing these kinds of charts and things.
So when you say customer service, client support, are we talking in the retail industry?
Yes,
you are.
Primarily.
Okay.
Yeah, primarily. Although that's shifting a little bit too, because you've got one of the major employers that's come into our region is Amazon.
Yes.
So normally you think of retail as like storefronts, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, because now Amazon is lumped into retail.
So online is part of retail now?
Yeah. So that's kind of, sort of changing those numbers and setting them off a little bit, because people kind of get the impression that, well, retail is like me going into the plaza and getting a store at one of the storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
No, it also includes, and that's why there's a lot of jobs in retail right now, because it also includes these warehouse jobs that are coming online.
Good to know, because I was going to ask you about that. What does the future of retail really hold with all of the online shopping? But if you include the virtual world, then there is opportunity.
There's opportunity.
There. Sure. Let's take a look at the next one. It's skills most requested.
Yeah, so again, and some of these skills that are being most requested are things that we could actually train people for in our career center.
That's really good to
know.
So
if people are lacking in some of these skills that are most requested, they could come in, again, plug in as a customer and be able to get free workshops.
Free
that are
going
to help. Free is key, Well, I mean, it's free in the sense that all of this is your tax dollars
at
work. I mean, it's we're not, somebody's paying for it, right?
Of course.
But it's the people that are paying for it, and it's the tax dollars, and we try to use those as best we can. And that's just a continuation of the skills that are most requested by workers.
So office skills, obviously, computer skills, at least basics, right?
Absolutely. And again, that's where, right now, where people are in between the times. People that are struggling with English, we want to try to train them to speak English. People that are struggling with the computers, we want to give them that training to be better, because that's going to make them a better candidate for a better job.
Right.
So that's where our focus has to be right now.
Okay. All right. How many folks do you find, Ron, have decided to retire early? They're at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a few years down the road.
I can give some anecdotal. I mean, my wife works for Bank of America. She heads up a technology team, and More than half our team has already retired
or
moved on to other jobs.
Okay.
Our allocation is based on the unemployment rate. So when our unemployment rate skyrocketed, our allocation went up. So I'm hiring actually more people to meet this additional demand.
Okay.
But I faced the same problems.
Yep.
So we were looking for a communications coordinator, and we narrowed it down to four people. By the time we got to interviewing those four people, three had already accepted another job, and one had a job offer pending that they took instead of taking ours.
All right.
We're trying to hire a counselor that is multilingual. So we have the Cantonese and Mandarin and Vietnamese. I had a person all lined up, took the offer, and 2 days later he calls me up. He says he's got a better offer, so he's going someplace else. So the same problem that employers are facing, we're facing too locally.
Yep.
And it's a serious problem to try to resolve.
It's the workers are in charge right now.
The workers are in charge.
Yeah. Let's take a look at one more graphic.
Sure.
This is pretty telling, I think, too.
These are where the jobs are. These are where the jobs are, and you could see clearly these are where the jobs are in the South Shore area. And you know, basically there's some really good opportunities out there that exist. And you know, again, you know, if people are falling short, we're trying to pivot to providing more on-the-job training kinds of opportunities, more apprenticeship types of opportunities, so we could try to get employers to want to invest in somebody that might not necessarily meet their skills, but they could train them on the job, or we could provide them with additional training to lift them up to actually meet those skills.
Okay.
I think one of the slides you didn't show was was one of the other demands, which is communications. Communication skills, yeah. That's in high demand right now across the board. So that provides, like you, for example, an opportunity to, you know, either negotiate for better pay or to get a better job, if you want, because communication is very high in what employers are demanding with people in terms of skills.
Oh, maybe they're listening at the front office already. After the show, we'll have to have a little chat.
We'll have a little chat, yeah. Well, that's what's happening now. People are negotiating.
And
you get all these bonuses that are being offered and so forth because people are desperate to attract people. So, you know, it is actually lifting people up. I mean, we've had a lot of jobs that were created over many years that were those low-wage-paying jobs. And now we're seeing that, you know, people have to step up and pay more money if they want to get people to come back and work.
What does this mean, do you think, for the future of unions?
I think there's definitely an opportunity there for them. I mean, obviously, to step in and to organize and to advocate for people, so we can be raising that minimum wage or getting people better working conditions. I mean, those are the things that the unions traditionally fight for all the time, right? Better wages, better working conditions, and so forth. And I think there's an opportunity for that.
Okay.
I think you see a lot of people that, you know, are not going back to work because they don't want to go back to the job they had.
Right.
And they want a better job. So come to the Career Center. Let's explore the
possibilities. There's a lot of reassessing that's going
on,
you know, and reprioritizing. It's going to play out, I think, in the future.
It's going to take time, I think. You know, we're sort of beginning this new industrial revolution now, and the pandemic kind of was the catalyst for moving things into the future.
Another question I wanted to ask is, do you see a future for, this was a manufacturing-based economy in the United States for years before kind of it went to a service-based economy.
Yep. Manufacturing is still strong in the South Shore, and there are so many manufacturing opportunities that we're trying to direct kids into with the career path today that you know, we need to pursue those opportunities. It's not all about a college education. There's some real good opportunities in manufacturing in the South Shore if people want to get trained and people want to pursue that. They
and
pay really good money.
And the trades, too,
and
right?
The trades,
there's
going
to be a high demand, I think, for those going forward as well.
Construction.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Matter of fact, just today, some students over at Quincy High School are starting to build a tiny house.
A tiny house.
Yeah, in collaboration with some local companies that have funded that to, you know, build up their construction skills.
And
build a house.
Yep. We're working right now with a reentry program that's been funded by the Office of Public Safety and also by ComCorps.
Yep.
And we're trying to get people back into the workforce that are coming either out of Norfolk or Plymouth County jails.
Okay.
And the unions have stepped up. We're working on programs that are going to get people into those apprenticeships and ultimately lead to a really decent construction job for them. So.
But the big news is the Career Center is back open in person.
Yes.
Give you a call.
Yeah.
Stop by, visit. Monday through Friday, 1515 Hancock Street.
Absolutely.
Great to see you, Ron.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. We'll have you back, too.
Okay, absolutely.